Welcome to another episode of Stuck in My Mind podcast. I am your host, W-I-Z-E. And my next guest is a former athlete, an artist, a music producer, entrepreneur, and the mastermind behind BAM Fit. Welcome to the show, Jay Minor.
What's good, Wise? Appreciate you for having me, sir.
Oh, man, pleasure's all mine. So it's BAM Fit, right?
So it's BAM Men. So it's B-A-M-N, which stands for By Any Means Necessary.
Okay. All right. Sir. Let's see. That's the first question I got for you.
Yes, sir.
So what initially inspired you to embark on your personal development journey?
So what I say is personal development isn't just one arena of life. You know, it's fitness, it's nutrition, it's mindset, it's financially, it's spiritually. So the thing is, I had been participating in personal development since about 2020, and I wasn't aware of it. That's when I started playing around. I believe it was 21, forgive me. I started playing around with the stock market. Now, when I started making a conscious effort for personal development in particular, it would have been August of this year. But ultimately, my weight loss journey began with my wife, 2019, with Weight Watchers. I gained all the way back, but when I got back on it in August, we found out the formula that really works. So to answer your question, I've been working on personal development for some time. I wasn't even aware I was in that arena, but I became aware of it this year in August.
So how does your athletic background influence your approach to personal development?
Yes, sir. So ultimately, being an athlete, everything is built around teamwork, camaraderie, being uncomfortable, understanding that you have to give something to give something. And at the end of the day, the best man will win. You know, on your journey in life, life isn't always pleasant. Things don't always go your way. Chaotic things happen. Life is an uncontrollable variable. The same way it is with sports. I played football. I tore my ACL in junior high. You feel what I'm saying? I separated shoulders. I fractured feet. I was told to play through pain, regardless if it was right or it was wrong. So personal development, it is indeed a grind, because at the end of the day, it's our job to be better every single day. And I feel it's also our job and duty to influence the world. We all have a personal uniqueness, and it's our job and duty to allow our light to shine.
So can you elaborate on the concept of BAM and FIT and
yes,
its role in your transformation? Because I feel that whatever you did to get fit, that's what you're going to use to help other people, because you kind of experienced it yourself.
Yes, sir. Well, ultimately, we've been screaming "By Any Means Necessary" since, you know, my youth, you know, me and my guys, you know. So ultimately, we had to grow into what we are today. You feel what I'm saying? We made plenty of mistakes, but the "By Any Means Necessary," the whole motto is, we have to get it, no matter what. There is no excuses. We don't want to hear any excuses. When you start making excuses, you might as well say you've given up. You can't quit. Like I stated earlier, life is a grind. It's not always going to be easy. You won't always end up in a picture-perfect situation. It's your job to make the very best of whatever situation you were in. As I mentioned to you before we got on, I'm from Mississippi, the poorest state in the country. You feel what I'm saying? Poverty-stricken. You know, whatever you can think about, you know, they think it's slow yee-haw down here, but everything under the sun go on down here. You feel what I'm saying? And you're going to have a certain level of commitment and a certain mindset to succeed in anything being from Mississippi. So yeah. By any means necessary has been the mantra since my youth. You feel what I'm saying?
So what are some practical tips, right, you recommend for building positive habits and achieving personal goals? Because that's something that's important in development and growth.
Yes, sir. So priority number one with anything you choose to do is get started. The biggest issue with anything and everything is we allow perfection to be a crutch. We allow perfection to be an instrument for procrastination. You have to get started, point blank, period. Don't, if it's Wednesday and you know you need to start working out, you need to start working out Wednesday. Don't come with that. I wait till Monday, or I'm gonna wait till the beginning of the new year. Because let's be clear, people do the whole new year thing every single year. At the beginning of the year, I'm going to work out. They're gonna get to the gym. It's gonna be packed with people. They're gonna get uncomfortable, and they're immediately gonna quit. You have to get started with whatever you're doing. And the other part is you have to have positive habits. I think they say it typically takes about 90 days to make a habit stick. Get up earlier. Pray. Read, work out. It's things that we all can do to get us in the mindset of stacking wins. It's something that we preach, stacking wins. But the problem is we don't honor commitments to ourselves. We're the worst to ourselves. We'll honor a commitment to someone else before we honor a commitment to ourselves. You will tell yourself, you know, you need to get up in the morning and you won't, knowing you need to, but yet you go down there to them folks' job. And I bet you be on time. You feel what I'm saying? So I would say start with getting started, good habits, and of course, honoring commitments to yourself.
Oh, you started my podcast. I was making up excuses. I was like, oh, who's going to want to listen to me? What am I going to talk about? What am I going to do? Sir. And then I said, you know what? Let me just, I recorded a 5-minute introduction, whatever. To the show, what the show is going to be about, and I released that. And my nephew's like, "Nah, we gotta wait till it's perfect." And I'm like, "Nah, man, let's just
for sure.
Let's release it and let's just go. Because the longer we wait, we're just gonna be bullshitting and making up excuses for not doing it. We're like, let's just do this. And everything we've done ever since now, starting the production company, we actually had a radio station on for over a year and a half.
Beautiful.
It was a lot of commitment to it, but it's something that we're gonna revisit again down the line. But we did things that we challenged ourselves. We published the second book. We self-published the second book. We've already published 3 books, and
yes, sir.
It's something that we like, you know what? Let's just do it. Like, anything we set our mind to, we've gone out and done. I've grown my podcast from not knowing what I was doing. I didn't have a clue on descriptions, titles, any of that stuff. And it took me making myself uncomfortable and doing something I didn't know I was capable of doing. I'm not a professional radio person.
Yes, sir.
This is not something I do it's not what I was doing for a living. It was just something I wanted to do. And, you know, in life, you got to take those opportunities. You got to take those risks.
Like, yes, Lord.
Make yourself uncomfortable. Do something you never done before. Who knows? You might have a gift.
Yes, sir.
This actually helped me find my purpose. It's helped me really focus on what I want to do with my show.
Yes, sir.
And the whole intention of having people like yourself on is coming to talk about your life experiences, how you've changed your life, and it's hope and inspire people, and hopefully people who check you out as well. It's something that I really do enjoy doing. I love doing my podcast. I found my purpose, just like you found your purpose. So you found your purpose trying to help people transform their life.
Yes,
how did you overcome any specific challenges you faced during your weight loss journey? Because you lost 70 pounds.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, first of all, let me applaud you on your efforts and what you've accomplished. Because, hey, you're from the East Coast, right? You from New York?
Definitely. I'm a New York boy.
All right. So, look, the culture the same, though. You know, I know this internet thing, being an internet person, is frowned upon. You know, back from where I'm from, it's frowned upon. You internet guy, would you go be on the internet? Da, 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 da. So that was, for me, that was an issue off the muscle. I was a rapper for a while. That was frowned upon. Are you gonna be a rapper? You one of them? You know, our culture is funny. Our culture is
you know what it is? It's people who have dreams but don't chase those dreams, right?
Yes, Lord.
And then project that on you.
Yes, like, Lord.
Since they don't want to go challenge themselves and go out and do something that they dreamed of doing or even wanted to do, now when they get old and stuff, they're going to regret, oh, man, I wanted to do this. So, listen, go out and do it. If you fail, the point is you attempted to do it. You won't have a regret. Maybe it wasn't your thing, but maybe there's something else that comes down the line and take that up, jump and take that opportunity. Who knows?
Yes, sir. Well, one of the biggest issues with our community today is we want things overnight. And that's just not our community. See, I actually put out a video the other day. I can't remember the exact title, but I was just mentioning, you know, when I got in the stock market, people turned their nose up. Ah, they manipulate the market. You can't, da 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 da. When I got into crypto, that's fake money. I wouldn't mess with it. When I started selling cars and stopped participating in some of the other activity I was participating in, oh, ain't no way I work a commission-based job. Like you said, the fact of the matter is people attempt to put their fear on you. You feel what I'm saying? And that's the thing. My thing is you just got to have to get started. You'll be surprised how far you make it. You'll be surprised how far you go if you simply get started at something. Because the fact of the matter is most people, no disrespect, are cowards. They're not going to try anything. They're going to talk about it. And when you attempt something, they're going to talk down and attempt to discourage you. But to get back to your... Sir.
Look ahead.
Yes, sir. But I was getting ready to head back to your original question. I think your question was what...
What specific challenges you faced during your weight loss journey? Like, what were things that would throw that little wrench in for you?
Well, first of all, I'm from Mississippi, like I stated. I love sweets. My mother bakes. You feel what I'm saying? I struggle with sweets to this day. I had real life situations going on as well. Have an ongoing situation going on with my son. He's 11. I went 6 months without seeing him, you know, and I'm not going to get deep into it, but I'm the real thing. I'm a real father. You feel what I'm saying? My father was in my life, and I'm definitely going to be a part of my son's life as well. Well, that took a terrible toll on me. That's when I began to gain all the weight. I began to drink. You know, drinking became an issue. Being married, you know, I got to going through the motions. You know, you got the in-house, you know what I'm saying, in-house woman you ain't got to chase. You know, you get them home cooked meals, you eating and going to bed early and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So that started to work against me. As I stated, I lost the weight initially. I didn't lose 70 pounds. Initially, I lost about 30 pounds and I gained it all back. You feel what I'm saying? I had a lot of situations I dealt with peers, people I was close to. One of the hardest things I've experienced in life, other than the loss of people I love, was being separated from my son for that amount of time. I ended up having to be a court, you know, the courts involved. The other part that hurt me a lot was me losing contact with my closest friends. That ended up being a blessing in disguise, because sometimes our environment ends up being the thing that holds us up. So I deal with a lot of things.
Listen, it's that's something in life where you have there's certain times in life where you have to distance yourself from certain people, because
yes, sir.
You if you truly want to transform your life, you need to surround yourself with people who are doing what you want to do.
Like, yes, sir.
I've built so many relationships doing my podcast and connecting with other people that
yes, sir.
These are now lifelong friends. Like, we've built relationships to the point, and we might not have met in person. I've probably yes, met sir. A couple to a handful of people in person at events and stuff, but there's people here that they're some of my closest friends now. And yes, it's because of you me changing and transfer and getting back into self-development and really learning about myself and about wanting to improve and grow and change my mindset and get back to grinding and connecting with people who are in my lane and
yes sir
and showing and being able to learn from people hey. On how to improve my craft.
Hey, that's the real thing right there. And that's another thing, you know, again, being from the culture, you know, naturally I'm standoffish. I had to learn. I was a shy kid too, to be honest, but naturally yeah. when you've been involved, I was standoffish. Something I had to learn, your network will eventually determine your net worth. That's something I had to learn. I had to learn to reach out. I had to learn to be more friendly. I had to learn to, you know, talk to people that aren't necessarily from the same avenue of life I'm from, because naturally, you know, politics, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's something I definitely had to learn. So I agree with you wholeheartedly.
So how can individuals struggling with self-doubt or negative self-talk build their self-confidence and embrace self-validation?
Yes, sir. So obviously I understand everyone isn't in a position to get a mentor or a coach, but my first move would be to get a mentor or coach or someone that's accomplished what you're attempting to accomplish. On a personal level, I would say start with good habits. Start getting up earlier, just a little bit. Get up a little earlier. Because the goal is to stack wins early in the day. So answer this. How you going to call me a loser if I've had 6 wins by 12 o'clock, 12 p.m.? How you going to call me a loser? I don't care what you're talking about. I'm a winner, and my habits prove that. See, our walk, our actions, how we feel about ourselves, our subconscious records at all times. You can't turn it off. You can't turn it off. So when you're honoring the commitments you make to yourself, naturally you're going to feel better about yourself. I know, you know, the gym and working out is so, nowadays it's a fad. But if it's nothing but getting up and going for a walk in the morning, you have to get active, because at the end of the day, what you see in the mirror is going to impact how you feel about yourself. We attempt to tell ourselves it doesn't matter, or I'm beautiful. Yeah, you're a beautiful person. We are beautiful. Yeah, that's so. But in the same breath, you want to be inspired. You want to inspire others when you look in the mirror. And the fastest way to do that for you is fitness. Now, obviously, I know it's a lot that goes with fitness. So we live in a social media era where it's a different fad, diet, a workout that comes out every single day. Everybody attempting to sell you something. My advice would be, if you're not doing anything, go to the gym and start doing something. Cut down on all the food you're eating, cut down a little bit. And I guarantee you that alone, you're going to see some type of result. So the quickest way I would say is the gym. Now, the problem with that, I guess I'd say, is a person that's feeling down, a person that's down on their luck.
Yeah, they're not gonna feel comfortable. Yeah. So you gotta somehow get them started at home.
Yes,
even
sir.
For me, it's walk. Maybe it might be going to walk around in my community and taking a walk, taking a 10, 15 minute walk. And people yes, need to, so what it is, people start jumping into it quickly, like when you talk about New Year resolutions. They'll go to the grind and go to the gym for a week and burn themselves out instead of learning how to pace themselves and gradually develop and grow and maybe start with 15 minutes of light exercise.
Yes, sir. And that's why I say it's so important to get with someone that's done it, because they can help you. Because at the end of the day, getting in better shape is simple. All it is watching what you eat and working out consistently over time. Is that simple? It's boring, to be bluntly honest. People think it's a magic pill, but it's not. If you get with someone that has done it, they'll be able to guide you in the right direction. So that's the quickest way. Now, obviously, I understand everyone doesn't have the resources to go out and hire a coach or something of that nature. But to be clear, I haven't been a part of a gym since 2015. I lost all my way from home. So I haven't been.
Well, there's exercise you can do at home. There's exercise you can do at home. There's being locked down has made people transform what they do as far as fitness and how to reach the masses and building courses that Hey, listen, it shows you how to do simple exercises from home.
Yes, and sir.
So there are things out there. Like, listen, if the pandemic did anything, right, it's given people an opportunity to really go out there and really change, be able to go out there and change and impact lives.
Yes, Lord. I agree wholeheartedly.
So the fact that we're able to connect with thousands of people, sometimes millions, it's important that they receive messages like this, where to show them that, hey, listen, you can go, you can struggle through, like I recently, I buried my mom.
Rest in peace. Yes,
this time people get hit with hard blows, man, but you just gotta realize that life goes on.
Yes, sir.
We were struck, like, it's crazy, because last year for my podcast was maybe the most successful year for my podcast.
Yes, sir.
But personally, I was dealing with my mom getting really, her health really deteriorating the last part of the year. So, and seeing her not be able to live a life that, because my mom enjoyed her life.
Yes, sir.
So she to be where she was at towards the end was a struggle.
Yes, sir.
Right? And I could have easily used that to, like, I'm quitting everything I do, just make up excuses to stop doing whatever I was doing.
Yes, sir.
And be like, oh, so for me, I'm like, nah, I gotta really work harder and grind harder to honor her name, to show her, like, this is who you raised, and this is what I'm gonna do, and the impact I want to make because of who you made me become. And it's important that, yes, I'm grieving in my way, I'm having my moments, at times I spend just reflecting and thinking about her.
Yes, sir.
But it goes to show you, now, regardless of what you go through in life, man, you have to still go out and appreciate life and appreciate,
yes, Lord,
and live and continue to do what you do.
Yes, Lord. I agree wholeheartedly, sir. And, you know, my condolences to you and your family. I haven't lost a mother. My wife lost her mother when she was 9, but I have lost a close friend this year. I lost my grandfather a couple of months ago. And, you know, the thing about life and death is, you know, we live amongst death all the time, but we just don't understand it, you know. And the thing is, you know, our job and duty is to keep going no matter what. Something I preach to my wife all the time when things get hard. The difference between someone that succeeds and someone that doesn't is the person that succeeds keeps going. It's that simple. But, you know, they paint the picture like, you know, a person that's successful has just been winning. Not seeing all the L's that went on behind the scenes. Not seeing the tears shed behind the curtain. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, people only see.
Yeah.
People only see the success. They don't see the years of work. Like, I've worked hard to build up my podcast and build up my name, and I'm still growing. Like, it's been amazing from where I've started. But now I'm doing 3 live shows. I release an audio version of my podcast, a new episode every week. And I started in audio podcasting, right? I didn't do no video, do any of that. But it was me, once I figured that this is what I loved and this is my purpose and not my passion and everything, I really started diving in. Like, I learned how to do audio. I learned how to do video.
Yes, sir.
I invested in quality mics. I invested in a camera. I invested in the mix.
Yeah.
The Rodecaster Pro, which was at that time it was the holy grail for podcasters. I could do so many things with it. I invested in me. I invested in courses to help me learn these things and want to improve and make sure that my sound and my picture came out good, because people are investing something very precious in me, and that's their time. So someone listens to my podcast, I want to make sure that they get the best quality audio, the best quality video, and some of the best content. Have some of the best guests come on and talk about. And you know what's the great thing about it? My guests, I tell them, no, just be yourself. Just be authentically you. Be just here to have a conversation. You tell us your story, what you're working on now, what kind of impact you're trying to change, make on people's lives. And it's been a great year, man. It's been a year and a half of some great interviews and me learning and hopefully my audience learning and developing and hopefully we can inspire people to go out there and do some great things, man.
Yes, Lord. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. And that's the thing. You have to invest in yourself. And the hardest part that people have the hardest time with is you have to be consistent. The thing is, if you're awesome for a little while, hey, look, Jamal Crawford back in the day, he gonna come off the bench and kill. But he'll shoot you out of game too, no disrespect. We need you have to be consistent if you're gonna succeed. The thing is, when you show up every single day, you have no choice but to succeed. And as you stated, you have to invest in yourself. People don't want to invest in themselves. People don't understand, like we mentioned a moment ago, the things that go on behind the scenes.
So
how much these mics cost?
So you know what? Because you know what? We rather spend, like, especially in our communities.
Ah, man.
We rather spend on someone else's name being across our chest.
Yes, Lord.
I'm saying we rather spend on who sneaker we got on, what Jordans or Yeezys or whatever on your feet, and then wonder why you're not advancing, because you're not investing in yourself. You're not investing in your self-development. You're not investing in your growth. Yes, everybody in life struggles, but eventually your hard work will pay off. Things will change, but if you don't invest in yourself, it's like people be like, "Yo, why are you so supportive of other people?" Because for me, it's how do I expect anyone to support me if I don't support others?
Real talk,
right? So for me, I cheerlead for all my friends, all my partners. To me, there's no competition. To me, it's I'm cheerleading for everybody.
For sure.
My competition is me. Me competing, making sure that I improve every day. That should be your challenge. Is to, what are you going to learn new today? What are you going to do different today to change what you're experiencing?
Yes, Lord. Well, and that kind of goes back to, like you said. Now, you know, our community, we make a lot of mistakes. We do a lot of things that's out of order. But part of that is who we've been around, who we've seen, who we watched. You have to get in a different crowd, unfortunately. Everybody want to keep it real. Everybody want to keep it authentic. Everybody want to stay locked in with their people. You feel what I'm saying? But in the same breath, you have to get in a different crowd. You have to get around some people doing different things. Exactly. You
crabs in the barrel. You have
yes, Lord. And you know, I know, you hang around too long, they go kill you.
Yeah, no. If you stay, they're gonna pull you down with them. They're gonna continue to pull you, and that's why sometimes change is necessary. Like, I had to move my family out of Brooklyn and move them to Pennsylvania, right?
Yes, sir.
And it's impacted. My brother went from never owning a home to owning his first home.
Beautiful. You
know what I'm saying? So we've been able to impact people's lives, and it was all. Based on the decision to move, get out of where we was at and get a change. And now, like I said, things have really taken to to where, all right, we're growing as a company, we're doing what we're doing, and it's amazing. Like, if you would have asked me a couple of years when I started, what would I be doing what I'm doing right now, I'd probably laugh.
Yes, sir. Same here. I promise you, you know, because, you know, and that's the thing. We don't know what tomorrow holds. The thing is, you have to get started. You don't know what tomorrow holds. Your job is to be working and to be looking. What I tell people all the time, I have my wife laughing at me. I'm always hunting for the next thing. I'm never sitting still. I'm always searching. You have to be, because at the end of the day, the world is going to continue to evolve. And if you choose,
what's your next step? What is your next step? Are you gonna is podcasting in your next step in your forum?
I honestly at this point I'm not sure. I thought about it. The thing is, when I got with my one of my mentors, you know, one thing he told me is you have to allow your light to shine.
Yeah.
For a while in life, I've been selfish. I wasn't aware I was being selfish, but the game, the experience, because at the end of the day, you get wisdom from two places, from God or experience. Hey, I didn't experience the thing. Do you hear me? You know, and I should have been giving this game away. You feel what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, I look like this. You know, I represent what I represent, but in the same breath, I'm a child of God. You feel what I'm saying? I'm a grateful person. I aim to assist. I aim to uplift people. But at this point, my ultimate goal is to help as many people as I possibly can and push God's name forward, ultimately. Yeah, I cuss. Yeah, I've been involved with things. They ain't had no business.
Listen, we've all. I ain't going to act like I'm some angel, some saint. Listen, yes, I did what I had to do growing up. That's life. Chalk it up to experience, man. Chalk it up to the game, like.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, now we don't celebrate that life. We celebrate the life we're living now, what we're doing now, the positive and the impactful things we're doing now. My past is my past.
Yes, Lord.
I'm not gonna continue to dwell on that. I'm no longer that person. I've moved on.
Yes, sir.
That's it. I don't. If people want to judge me based on my past, that's their problem.
Yes, Lord.
It's not a problem with me. I know who I am now.
Yes, Lord.
So I know what kind of person I am. Nobody question who I be, and they could listen. I'm not a religious person, honestly.
Yes, sir.
But I am a very spiritual person. I do believe people, there is a higher being and higher power. And so I especially experiencing a lot of the tragedy and stuff that I suffered in my life.
Yes, sir.
Life is too precious, man. We need to just enjoy it and continue to do you, man. As long as what you do doesn't hurt anyone. But you're doing the Lord's work out there, trying to make an impact, trying to change people's lives. People just do it differently.
Yes, Lord. And my thing is, you know, I never wanted my, you know, being from the South, you know, it's extreme. You know, you have the Baptist, the church people that do nothing wrong. All they do is point at you. You feel what I'm saying?
And that's why I said I'm not a religious person, because I don't follow religion.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And that's why I wanted to keep my image a particular type of way. I'm not finna dress this up too clean for y'all, because away from the church.
Yeah, but all right. So I'm gonna give you a piece of a thing for your Podmatch profile.
Okay.
You should put a picture of yourself.
Okay. Yes, sir. I'm gonna write that down right now.
Especially if you want to go out and be a guest, and people need to see who you are.
Yes, sir. Okay, I'm writing that down right now. So use a picture of myself. Yes, sir.
Yeah. if it wasn't for the fact that you had your links to your Instagram and stuff, so that's how I went to go see who you was. You had
yes, time. Sir.
But yeah, put that on. I know you got the video. I saw your video on there. But yeah, just change the picture. Put a picture of yes, yourself.
Sir. I feel you. And just to give you an idea on where I was going with the picture, you know, the picture is actually an NFT I created, you know.
Okay.
The thing is, I want, because see, we ain't dealing with it's so much going on. Ethereum.
Yeah, you know what it is? People fear what they don't know.
Yes, sir. And the reason I use that profile, that picture in particular, I know a person naturally is going to say this is a fake profile. When you click on that picture and see a motherfucker like me, you'll be like, what? What is going on here? So I'm going for shock value. But I feel you, because honestly, this is something I've been studying in my mind anyway, because at the end of the day, you know, I have to brand my face more so than an item that can change. You feel what I'm saying? So I feel
that's why I was like, all right, let me let him know that.
Yes, sir.
But yeah.
Most definitely.
It's all good, man. I struggled with a lot of stuff, man. I didn't know anything. Yes, I didn't know, like, when I started my podcast, it was the bare minimum, bro.
Yes, sir.
Now you see my description for my shows and all this. Time.
Yes, sir.
But when I started, none of that. I didn't know had a clue on how to change any of that.
Yes, sir. And then you got the intro, and the, you know what I'm saying, full blown production. Yeah, I feel
that's something that I self taught, man. Learning how to do all this.
It's long. Same here. Yes, sir. I learned to mix. I learned to master. All that. You know, I learned to ride a motorcycle. I learned about blockchain technology. I learned to invest, all from buying courses and research. So yeah. And the thing is, with the internet, you can't blame a child for a child's mind being a certain type of way. But in the same breath, there's no excuses now. The internet has opened up everything. It's all about what I tell people is the issue is what you're focusing on. Oftentimes, we focus so much time on being entertained and we're not creating. I tell everybody, don't go to them for a job, work them for a job, all them hours, then come home and kick it and chill. You have to work on you too, because at the end of the day, hey, they'll escort you out that, you feel what I'm saying? They'll escort you out that job.
It's just, you will be replaced in a heartbeat.
No time.
And that's why I'm working on the stuff that I'm working on, trying to develop what I'm developing. Because I work a 9-to-5 right now, but.
Nothing wrong with that. Yes, sir.
At the end of the day, do I want to continue to work a 9-to-5? Is that and listen, I'm not knocking the 9-to-5. Not everybody's meant to be an entrepreneur. Not everybody's meant to do what I'm doing. But I see a different path with me with what I'm doing here, and I'd rather invest more time in doing this, helping other people even start their own podcasts or start their own shows or whatever they want to do. That's why into the production side of it. And so, yeah, it's been a blessing to be able to discover that this is what I was meant to do.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, that's always a beautiful thing when you find something that you love. Certainly, you know, when it's not something that was right center in front of you from the beginning. Because I never thought I would be doing any of this. Because again, it was frowned upon to be on the internet speaking and talking and what are you doing type. You know what I'm saying? So I never thought I'd be doing what I'm doing there.
Because from where we from, again, they're going to be like, the people are going to be like, oh man, look at you trying to be somebody. You ain't better. And they go like, oh, you ain't better than me. Like, I'm like, I'm not trying to say that I'm better than you. I'm just trying to better me.
Right.
It's not about you. It's about me making me better. It's your issue. If you don't want to make yourself better, that's on you. That's why we need to really, it hurts sometimes, but you got to distance yourself from certain people.
Yes, sir. And what I also learned is you have to learn to be unapologetically you, you know.
Yeah, at all times.
You know, now, you know, people want to put on an image so much to the point that people misconstrue who you are. Like, we don't even know who you really are. Is this a character or is this you? You know, you want to be in a position because at the end of the day, we've all conformed to some degree or the other for a job at a point. You can't just be on the full job acting any kind of way. What you want to do is put yourself in position to be able to be you. You feel what I'm saying? You don't want to have to, you know, bow down and, you know, speaking. Because I had someone ask me on the podcast the other day. I can't remember exactly how it came up, but in regards to how I speak, I know how to speak grammatically correct, but I'm being me. If it's for you. You understand? It's for you. If you don't understand, it's not for you.
Listen. I can't talk about anybody speaking. Look how I know how I sound. I'm a straight New Yorker. I know this certain. I say words funny and all. But that's me. I don't care.
Yeah, you're from the East Coast. That's why I asked. You're from the East Coast.
Listen, this word. Listen, coffee and all this other. Listen, these are words. I just say them. Yes, I can say it properly. I can say coffee. Sir. No, I say how I say it. I'm not trying to change for anyone. If you don't understand how I'm what my slang and or what I'm saying or whatever it is,
yes, sir.
Then send me a message and I can translate for you. I can tell you.
Hey, Nipsey said, you know, our culture contagious. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day. I mean, people catching on, you know what I'm saying? So,
listen, like becoming the best version of yourself, right? What does that mean to you? What does that mean to you?
Being the best version of myself, first of all, I pray every morning that God make me a stand-up man before his eyes more so than man. That's number one. To be a hell of a father to my wife, because at the end of the day, me, you know, in the street, we love to talk about loyalty. We love to talk about keeping the gym. We love to talk about dying for your brother. But in the same breath, you sleep with this woman. She makes sure you eat. She makes sure what you need is taken care of. And you running around on it? You feel what I'm saying? What kind of self-control do you have to not be loyal to the person that you sleep with? Anyway, that's a whole nother topic. To be a stand-up guy to that woman. To be a stand-up guy to my son so they don't look up to these cornballs out here on the internet doing some wild shit. To go viral. You feel what I'm saying? Long as I'm being a provider, a stand-up man in God's eyes, a stand-up man in my wife's eyes, a stand-up man in my son's eyes, I've done my part. I'm an example. You feel what I'm saying? When people, my wife said it to me the other day, it was funny. We was out, you know, we ran out to eat real quick because I ain't nobody. Let me be clear. I'm nobody. You feel me? But
well, let's not say you're not nobody. You're somebody.
Well, I guess somebody. What I'm saying is it ain't like that. You feel me?
I know. But we still got to learn that. I'm saying we somebody. We ain't never going to say we nobody. We always got to say we somebody.
And yes, sir. That's real.
I mean, you know, I got to catch myself when I say stuff like when I read. But I feel finish. My bad.
You good. No, you good. But you catch the head turn. You catch the baby told me, boy, you done made it to what the fuck does he do status? And you didn't even know it. I'm like, oh, I'm feeling that girl. I'm feeling that. Yeah. You feel what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, when you work on you, everything else is gonna fall in place. Long as you work on you, you have to be searching and looking though. See, the problem is. We get so caught up and distracted by what everybody else is doing. So busy trying to imitate everyone else. So busy being entertained. We forget to work on us. If you work on you, one, your confidence is going to go through the roof. I'm not saying being arrogant, but your confidence is going to go through the roof. And you, know you will indeed.
You know what? You know, it's crazy because when you want to self-improve and all this stuff, people start saying it's arrogant and you're conceited, right? Because you're focusing on yourself.
Yes, sir.
And so there is actually again, it's them reflecting on you, the fact that they're not improving on themselves. So of course, they're going to be like, oh, look, he's conceited. He's arrogant. He thinks he's better than me because he's doing, like, I'm sure people will be like, oh, you got a little podcast or whatever. People will be having their comments, bro. And you pick up on it when people got their little slick comments. You be like, man, don't worry about what you're saying.
Yes, well, back when I rapped, I said a line, something of the nature. Oh, I catch the, how did I phrase that? I said something like, I catch the envy in your jokes. You feel what I'm saying? I heard the envy in your jokes. I hear it. I know it's just a joke, but you meant that. Yeah. You meant that. Somebody told me, you know, damn, gangsta sexy now? What? What the word? You feel what I'm saying? That's just the word we're in. What you have to learn is, on what I've learned on my journey, people that's really succeeding, people that's really winning, they ain't got time to watch nobody else. Do you hear me? They ain't got time to watch nobody else, and they ain't got time to be trying to hold nobody back. Because guess what? If he's succeeding to that degree, you ain't no competition. I'm up here. It's not gonna help me to put you down. I might as well assist you along the way. And guess what? Now you are an ally for me in the future. People don't understand that it's better to have an ally than it is an enemy. You feel what I'm saying? People rather make enemies.
It's much easier to have allies than enemies.
Yes, Lord. You know, so.
But then it's like, you gotta, again, if you gotta know who to surround yourself with. Like, again, yes, I've been like, when I first started in this industry and all that, I got connected with this PR dude out of California, right? Yes, sir. And when we first started, everything was great. Everything was perfect. He started bringing me guests, all this other stuff. And then a year into it, like, now he's causing drama and beef with all these other different people. Like, he ain't really do that personal to me, but he's causing all this drama and all this beef, and I'm peeping all this out. And I'm like, yeah, I need to get away from this dude, because you doing some shady shit, and I'm not all about that. Like, if I'm focusing on building my brand, building my relationships, messing with you, you're gonna just damage a lot of these relationships.
You have to know. Yes, sir. You have to know, because I mean that's something you learn from the culture. You know, I know. You don't need to be getting a feeling like being connected to the wrong people can make something go downhill. You need to, hey, life is a big lesson. You hear me? Everything is connected. It's something I say all the time. You better learn how to operate out here. That's what I tell people all the time. If bro over here in the middle of this, that, and the third, and you in pitches with them, don't think when they come through, they, yeah, him too. So I agree with you wholeheartedly.
Yeah, no, you gotta, like, sometimes, like I said, you got, when you distance yourself from certain people, and again, it's gonna hurt, but.
Yes, sir.
It needs to be done.
Yes, indeed. It needs
to be done. And so, cut that dude out, and as soon as I cut him out, relationships just started flourishing.
Oh, man.
And things just started. And but listen, I'm grateful for him, because he bought me a lot of guests, and it was,
yes, sir,
he just starting out, not knowing anybody, didn't know how to get guests, none of that.
Yeah.
But as I went on, I learned, and then he kind of became obsolete. Like, I didn't need him.
Yes, so, sir.
But that's because I started learning and teaching myself and started finding other ways to find guests. Like, I really started diving into how was I going to find guests? What platforms was I going to use to find guests and all this? And it worked out, man. Podmatch is one of my biggest resources for
guests. Yes, sir.
It's really helped me the last year and a half or so, almost 2 years. It's really helped me really niche down my podcast, really get it down to where I get the guests that really fit what I'm trying to do with my podcast.
Yes, sir. Well, and when you think about it, you know how many people don't even know what PodMesh is? That's just lack of research. That's just lack of being aware. You have to be aware. You have to be looking, and you need to get around some people that's winning. It's that simple. Quit hanging around with brother them that look, because they just look like they're winning. They on the damn, they not headed in the right direction. You need to get around some people that their actions reflect a life that something that you may want. And back on, you know, you were mentioning, you know, the person you're no longer affiliated with. The way I teach it, look, I grew up in a house with two older sisters. I'm a baby boy, right? So, of course, I grew up listening to 90s R&B. You feel what I'm saying? So the way I look at life, life is like an R&B song. Everybody can't stay. Everybody not going to go. Everybody you come across is not going to be what you feel. So you might as well go in knowing everybody you meet, y'all not locked in, Phil. So you appreciate the people that's a part of your life while they're there, and the ones that's meant to stay will find a way to. It's that simple. If a person is meant to be a part of your life, they're going to do all in their power to stay a part of your life. The ones that don't, won't. And it's that simple. It's that simple. Everybody can't stay. And that's how I live my life. The people in my life that's a part of my life now, I ain't let my wife go nowhere, man. What you mean? You know? And the thing is, my wife a gangster. She the real thing. That's why I'm so locked in with her, because she's experienced, you know, what a lot of men cry about. You feel what I'm saying? She has more heart than most men do. You feel me? How can I not love and respect that? What they kicking, what they faking, what they front about, she really lived it. So I gotta, you know what I'm saying, be a good hook. You know, so like with the gentleman, if people that's meant to stay, they'll stay. The ones that don't, they won't. It's that simple. You can't save everybody. Definitely, and everybody can't go.
But now, yo, listen, time has flown by, man. Time has flown by. Because I've been usually keeping it to like 35, 45 minutes, and we going almost on an hour. So that was because it was a great conversation and we had a great time, man.
Yes, sir.
But now it's time where you get the solo frame, where you get to plug away, let people know where they find you, everything.
Yes, sir. Okay. So of course I go by Jay Monner, Mr. Free Game himself. And you know, I help everyday people become the best versions of themselves through personal development, fitness, nutrition, mindset. You can find me on Instagram. That's my primary place to find me. It's not a website or anything that you shoot me a DM and I'm going to take care of you. My Instagram handle is BAMN_JMINOR. My profile picture, as of right now, but me and Y just had a conversation, it's going to be this bird right here. As of right now, but later, it's liable to be me. So come check me out on Instagram. I drop a new free game every single day, where I just give people about a minute of game. And of course, you know, motivating you along the way. So of course, Wiz, I appreciate you giving your boy opportunity. I mean, Wiz, I'm sorry. I appreciate you giving your boy opportunity to, you know, grace your presence, you know, on your podcast. It's always love when someone opens the doors to their establishment and allow you to, you know, share dialogue with them. So I'm forever indebted for that. Of course, if you ever need anything from me, you know, hey, I'm a DM, an email, a text away. You feel me?
Oh, no, man. I appreciate you coming on the show and being a guest, man. I appreciate it. Listen, I'm grateful for all my guests, man. Anytime anybody come spend some time with me and chop it up. And again, this is something like, to me, I appreciate everybody's time, man. Everybody who comes out and check it out or is a guest, because, again, this is a time. This is an hour of your life you ain't going to get. So hopefully we both got something from it. We both learned from it. We had a great conversation. We enlightened people. We showed people, like, hey, listen, life is hard, but you get through it, man. You definitely get through it. But I appreciate you, brother. But don't leave. Let me close out the show, and me and you can chat a little bit off the air. But I definitely appreciate you, man. And thank you.
Most definitely. Thank you, sir. No, thank you. You know, you could have picked anybody in the world. You chose to let your boy come through. So, hey, like I said, I'm forever indebted.
No doubt, no doubt. All right, man. I appreciate everybody who tuned in. Everybody in the chat, Facebook user. I remember when you first started, It's Just Audio. Yeah, I don't know. Who's that? Corrado? I don't know. There's so many different people that's been around since the audio days. But I greatly appreciate Facebook user. I'll go look later on and see who it was. But as always, man, big shout out to my Real Wise fam, Poppy J, Brandy J. Love you guys. Big shout out to the Boss Lady. Love you and appreciate you for everything you've done and continue to do for our family. And as always, a big, big shout out to all the essential workers out there. Be safe. You know how your boy Wise does it. Peace out.